So, Moses says, here I am. Have you said, here you are? So the first thing emphasizing is, a leader has such a complicated job. A leader has such a lonely job, because sometimes, like we saw, it reaches a level where even your own followers want to kill you. They are fed up. They believe they don't want to accept that you made this mistake together. They just sacrifice you. Now, and you are left all on yourself. Maybe a family, and you are together, but when things go wrong, even your wife says, look at your father. You are alone. Leadership can be lonely. But you know something? It is never lonely when you know how to talk to God. Because then you are aware you are not alone. God is with you. Even when everybody misunderstands you, you know God is with you. Even when it is true, you are the one who made a wrong decision. So you're not being accused wrongly. But they are accusing correctly and won't have anything to do with you. The good thing with the Lord is, if you admit your mistake, you go to Him in repentance, you connect again with God. So you are never alone. And yet leadership is lonely. So that's why we are saying, it will be important to know why. I mean, not only is it leadership complicated, not only is it lonely. Thirdly, it is a very big responsibility. Can you imagine? If you are leading some people and you make a mistake, you mess them up. You don't just mess yourself. You mess others. That's why driving a small car, you require one level of a license. Driving a bus, you require a different level of a license. Flying a small plane, you require a private license. Flying a commercial plane, you require a different type of a license. Why? You are now responsible for others, not just for yourself. Do you see why you need God in your life if you are going to lead?